If your kitchen seems kind of dark and dreary, the problem may be the kitchen lighting. I used to see the fluorescent light bars in the kitchen, which is mostly gone, but there are other ways to bring in some lighting and make your kitchen feel fabulous and warm. It's important to consider the different types of kitchen lighting you can use, which is what we'll discuss in today's episode. Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hello, and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. My name is Kasia McDaniel. Thank you so much for listening. And like I mentioned earlier, we're going to talk about kitchen lighting. And I never used to think of kitchen lighting until I had to build my house. The electrician would come up to me and ask where I wanted the light switch and which fixtures go where. And there are three types of kitchen lighting that I'm actually going to, that we have put in my new kitchen. And I would venture to say you're probably thinking, three different types of kitchen lighting? Huh? So let's dive into some of those fixtures and types of fixtures that you can use that could possibly help you with lighting up your kitchen, making it more functional, not just big and bright, but maybe some dim lighting, all sorts of different things, right? So let's start with overall kitchen lighting, okay? Recessed canned lights are my favorite way to add light into the space. If you have fluorescent lights that are and you're selling your house soon, this is something that you may want to consider to help update the look of your home. Now, this would require an electrician to add the recessed lights if you don't have them already. We had a house in Virginia where we remodeled the kitchen and added recessed cans in at the same time. Because our whole house was a colonial style home, was built in 1970, yeah, and they didn't have any recessed lighting, so it made sense to add them when we did back in 2007, 8-ish, when we moved into the house, right? So that was one of the big things that changes that we made. And also colonial style homes, especially when they're built that early, basically back then we found out the hard way is that the light switches were attached to an outlet. So as long as you had a lamp connected into that specific outlet with the top or the bottom, that light switch would turn on that lamp. Only if it was plugged in though, which is really weird because you have a light switch, you're like looking for above head ceiling lighting. Yeah, there was none, not in this colonial style home. I'm like, oh dear God. Okay. So overall kitchen lighting, recessed cans are your best bet to do that. Okay. Now, if you have a kitchen island, pendants are a great way to add your personality and color into this space. So this one is pendant kitchen light fixtures. And they come in all sorts of shapes and sizes too. I personally now have I think it's 8 or 10 foot wide kitchen island. So I have three pendants hanging over the island. You may want to only have two pendants, only if your island or kitchen peninsula is not as long, okay? It just depends on the width of it. So take a look. It also depends on how big these light fixtures are, because some of them can be, you know, 2 feet, maybe even 3 feet wide, okay? So take that into consideration. I have smaller ones, so they're about like 6 inches wide. They're not very big. They're drop-down glass, seated glass pendants. Again, depends on the style of your home. If it's more contemporary, if it's, you know, more farmhouse, you know, there's different kinds you can put over a kitchen island. So pendant lighting is a great way to add some flair and things like that, okay? You want to think about the hardware color you have in your kitchen, okay? Also, keep that in mind. And when I say hardware, I'm talking about, are you using silver, gold, or black hardware, like on the handles, on the cabinets, okay? That'll help you decide on the light fixture. A pendant light can also go over an eat-in kitchen table or a banquette seating area, okay? If you do have like a banquette or an eat-in kitchen, hang only one larger pendant light over that area. And then pendant lights can be turned in, you know, turn on for ambience or extra lighting over the table. So think about that. So we talked about overall kitchen lighting and pendant kitchen light fixtures. Pardon the interruption. Homeowners, do you wonder how to get buyers interested in your house? Want to sell your home faster and for more money? Realtors, are your listings sitting too long on the market? Or maybe you're unsure what staging advice to give your clients? Selling your home can be stressful, but you don't have to do it alone. When your house is staged and looks move-in ready, buyers will flock to your open house to make an offer so you can move into your next home. Hi, I'm Kasia, a home stager who has the design eye you need for your home. During my 2-hour home staging consultation, I work with you to walk inside and outside your home to determine appropriate changes, remove clutter and depersonalize the space, rearrange furniture as needed, set up room accessories to complete the look, and finalize any wall colors if needed. We can do this home staging consultation online or in person. As a home stager, I help homeowners and realtors get your home ready to sell so that buyers fall in love with your home and make an offer. Go to bluediamondstaginganddesign.com to schedule your home staging consultation so I can show you where to focus your efforts for maximum impact and get your house sold quickly. Okay, and the last kitchen lighting fixture that you can think of to add to your space are under cabinet light bars in the kitchen. Okay, these are extra, and mine are hardwired to a switch. Okay, you can get ones that are just battery operated and you turn on the switch manually under the cabinet. And I like to use these lights early in the morning when we get up if the sun is not up yet. It's not as harsh as the overhead recessed canned lights, and it kind of gives you a nice glow as you get your morning coffee ready. Plus, my kids prefer it to the overhead lights as they stumble and get ready for school. Okay, so that's another feature, another fixture you can think about for your kitchen, for kitchen lighting. All right. One bonus one I kind of want to talk about is a ceiling fan with a light kit. Or I call it a boob light, if you will. I don't see many ceiling fans in the kitchen, but I do see what I call boob lights or flush mounted lights. One is not going to be enough for a kitchen, even a small one, and I would consider adding some under cabinet lights to help brighten the space. If you have something like that, maybe you don't want to put more recessed cans in, it's not in the budget, you can add some more light into the space by having the under cabinet kitchen fixtures. Okay, so those are the three that I talked about. So we're talking about overall kitchen lighting with recessed cans, pendant kitchen light fixtures, and under cabinet kitchen fixtures. Okay, one of my lessons learned in staging homes in 2022, which is episode number 236, had to do with lighting. Home buyers came in to see the house based on the staging, but were turned off by some of the outdated items. I had the homeowner replace the old crystal chandelier in the dining room and the Tiffany style lamp in the eat-in kitchen, as well as the entrance light by the front door. She picked coordinating styles so that they matched as you walked through the house. Okay, so kitchen lighting can be a personal thing, but if you have at least two sources of light, an overhead and pendant lights, it's a great way to update a kitchen without spending too much money. So if this is something that helps you come up with maybe ideas for how to brighten your kitchen a little bit more, maybe you've, painted the cabinets, but it still seems kind of dark. Lighting is another great way to add that. Take a look at the type of lighting. You may find those beautiful, 3 foot wide pendants, but they're tiny little flame looking light bulbs, and they don't give off much light, So take a look at that. How much wattage, how much light is going to be produced from that thing, that fixture. So take a look, pay attention to that kind of stuff as well. All right. I hope this inspires you to maybe update and change your kitchen lighting if that's something that you need to work on. And I will talk to you guys later. I hope you guys have a fantastic week.